Pleased to be joined by Cameron Nickerson, who's got a showcase coming up at Nova Scotia Music Week right here in Yarmouth. Very excited to see this show once again from Cameron. And thank you so much for joining us. And yeah, it's going to be a fantastic time at Music Week, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Very much looking forward to coming back home and playing some music with the band.
And you have, you know, carved out quite a career for yourself here in the music landscape. For those who haven't been to a Cameron Nickerson show, what can they expect?
Well, I think for this one, it'll be about a half-hour showcase. Things roll pretty quick, but you can expect a couple quick stories, you know, some original material, and, you know, maybe some laughs, maybe some tears, hopefully a lot of emotions, and a good time.
That's what we like to see from a show, for sure. And Music Week's Music Week's a special thing. I mean, Yarmouth has hosted it a number of times. What does it mean to have it back here in your hometown and to be a part of it?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Music Week has been does well in Yarmouth. I've always thought the last year we had it, I had some mental health issues that I had to take care of, so I actually had to kind of back out on my set last minute. So I'm really looking forward to coming back to Yarmouth and kind of getting that one back in my hand and getting up on the stage back home and enjoying a good Music Week back in my hometown.
And it's going to be at the former Art Gallery on Main Street Saturday at 7:15. So when you come home and you play, you know, shows like this, is it great to catch up with family and friends and your friends here in the music scene as well?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, every year, no matter where the Music Week happened, it's always nice to kind of see everybody in the industry and other musicians. And it's kind of that reunion you look forward to every year. So, yeah, it's a great thing.
You've got a new music video out for the song Zombie. Tell me about that.
Yeah. I think we're just going up on 2 weeks of that being released. And yeah, it was kind of like my first cinematic storyline video. And the song just kind of talks about some struggles that I, you know, currently go through and was going through with substance and stuff. So this was a song I wrote before I got sober from alcohol. So I kind of put my body back in my my old shoes for the video, which was an interesting feeling, but definitely got out a lot of raw material, and we were really happy with the way it turned out. And a little freaky looking for, you know, October and Halloween season, so it all kind of lined up and made sense to put that one out right now. So,
and Cameron, you know, how does it feel just to, you know, put that through your music and tell your story through music like that and be so personal?
Yeah, you know, it feels right, honestly. I think as a songwriter, I've always strived to write something that other people can connect to. And I think these bunch of songs in Zombie definitely have that chance for anybody struggling with addiction or whatever it is to connect. And it's, you know, always open for somebody to reach out. And that's what it's all about for me, just writing down lyrics that are truthful and hopefully help somebody down the line with the song, yeah.
And, you know, I've spoken to some of your friends here in the music scene as well. They're excited for Music Week. And it's not just about playing, for sure. It's about connecting and making those connections with the different industry awards and the industry things that happen. So are you planning on taking in kind of everything that Music Week has to offer here?
Yeah, definitely. My significant other is actually down a little bit earlier this week to help out with some meetings and stuff, which is nice. I'm still up here doing my day job. So, but yeah, the networking is a huge, huge part of it for festivals, you know, radio play, anything you're really looking for. It's a great time of year to narrow in on, you know, who you want to meet and, you know, find them in an elevator somewhere or whatever it is and get that pitch in. And just try to make those next steps in your career. It's definitely very helpful for artists around the province. So,
and what do you love about playing live in front of, well, not only family and friends this weekend, but wherever you may be playing?
I think it's just an energy thing that that happens. Kind of hard to explain, I guess. You know, just being able to get up and I love performing with other people. So I've been able to do that a little bit more and more lately. So yeah, you know, just up jamming and being locked in and enjoying the moment with both the band members and the crowd. I think it's a special thing that goes on. Not exactly sure how to explain it, but yeah, some energy there for sure.
Well, we can't wait to see your show coming up here once again at Nova Scotia Music Week. Where can we find out more information about you? I know I've got a website here, CameronNickerson.com.
Yeah, CameronNickerson.com. And, if you're on Instagram, TikTok, all that fun stuff, just search my name. And same with on Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you listen to your music. Just chuck in the name, first and last, and it should take you right where you want to go.
Well, Cameron, thanks again for taking the time, and welcome home this weekend, and we can't wait to see you play.
Amazing. Thank you very much.